Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in John chapter 7, verses 25 through 36 in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Now, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed him and were saying, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Then Jesus said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will search for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I'm just astounded at how quickly people deserted you and how they just misunderstood and they didn't know that you were from the Father. And as I think about the incarnation and the beauty of that and the power of that, I get very, very excited and humbled because I cannot imagine what it must have been like to be in the pristine air of heaven and then incarnate into, as the God of the universe, to incarnate into a little baby, as a little baby, and then to grow up like we grow up, to experience the flu, to experience a broken arm, to experience petty friendship problems, to experience having to obey your parents, all of those things. You walked through all of that, and now you lived that enigmatic life of no sin, the spotless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. And you chose willingly to not only do a bunch of miracles and raise people from the dead and deliver people from demonic oppression, but you also taught us so much about how we should live, about how to treat people, about how to take the lowest seat, about how to love others in our midst, how to love God and love others. And you gave such a beautiful example for us, Jesus. Help us today to walk in light of that example, to just simply ask the question, how would Jesus respond to this person in front of me today? How would Jesus love this friend of mine that I'm having a hard time loving? How would Jesus serve the people that I'm serving at work today? Help us to remember the Gospels, to remember how you lived and acted and worked on this earth. Lord, that we would not grow weary and lose heart, but that we would just trust that your Spirit within us would give us the strength to carry out the mission that you have for us today. And then the other beauty of the gospel is that not only did you do all these things, but you willingly, you sweat drops of blood and you said, "Not my will, but yours be done." And you got, you made a choice to be the sacrifice for our sins, to allow us to have relationship with you and the Father and the Spirit, this beautiful triune God. And not only that, not only did you die, not only were you sacrificed, but that sacrifice lived. There was the resurrection. And if there is no resurrection, then we're beyond hope. But with the resurrection, we have hope. And we begin to understand that this life is not all there is. There's more to this life than just going through the motions. And so, Lord Jesus, today I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for your life, your perfect life. I thank you for your sacrificial death. And I thank you for the beautiful resurrection that reminds me that death does not have the final say. For those who are struggling today with that very thing about death having the final say, I pray you would encourage them deeply. Help them to see that you are with them and you are not going to leave them and you are not going to forsake them. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and thank you for hanging with me so many months now that we've been doing this. And it is sincerely my prayer that these times in the Word and in prayer are encouraging to your soul. That is my sincere prayer.